Blog Talk Radio.
How did the Jaguars do against those terrible Towelettes? I'll tell you this and more on the End Zone Jaguar Zone Special Edition Football Show. Wow, that song is something else. But welcome to Jaguars Zone. I am Impact York, and as you can hear, my special guests are getting a kick out of it as well. Without further ado, I will go ahead and bring them on. We got Jason and Brett from the Teal Street Hooligans on the phone right now. How you doing, guys?
Not bad, man. How about yourself?
I am doing pretty good. So you guys like the Jaguars fight song there?
It is so awesome. It's the best thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
We got to get you a new song, dude.
We're jamming out straight up.
Well, I had a couple different songs.
We weren't
going
to say anything. We were, like, holding it. We were dialing back, and then you instantly said something about it. And we were like, all right, okay. We can laugh.
We can have a good time on this show. I don't have any kind of affiliation, so we don't have to worry about offending people for the most part. We can just say what we're going to say. But, no, I've had various songs over the time, and either the owners of those songs didn't particularly want me to use them without paying them, or I find fun little nuggets like that. But, so many good bands come from Jacksonville alone, let alone the state of Florida. So, I mean, maybe I'll get one of them on.
Yeah, we'll figure something out for sure. Not to knock the song, and dude, we were jamming.
Yeah, it's a solid song, man. It's got some good chants that we actually still use, and I mean, it's, you know, got an identity to it.
Yeah, we'll get something going. We'll get a Limp Bizkit rendition.
Yeah.
See, there you go. You guys are actually Limp Bizkit fans?
Well, no, but I mean, in the day, everyone was a Limp Bizkit fan, you know, at least honest about being a Limp Bizkit fan when I was 9 or 10 years old,
yeah,
or whatever.
Chocolate Starfish.
No, not that one.
Exactly, and the hot dog flavored water. I can't lie, I'm a Fred Durst fan. I'm a Limp Bizkit fan, so I have no problem admitting that, but I think I'm one of the five left.
Yeah, that was a little later. I mean, yeah, definitely. But we'll figure something out. If we can't get, I don't know, they might be busy. Maybe we can't get Limp Bizkit to do the song, but we'll figure something out.
Yeah.
We'll get Evergreen Terrace to do it.
Yeah, we can do that.
That's of course, you also had Lynyrd Skynyrd come from down that way. So we got a lot of possibilities here.
Yeah, definitely. But thanks for having us back on, man. It's really good to talk to you.
It is good to talk to you guys again, and appreciate you guys braving the storms down there. Apparently, you guys are getting hit pretty hard.
Yeah, it's been off and on the past couple of weeks. It's so unpredictable. It'll be a nice day, you know, hot all day long, and then it's just going to storm for an hour.
Florida things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, trust me. That's the same way Atlanta is. It's and apparently, not only Atlanta, but over in the Dallas, Texas area where we got some friends and affiliates, too. And it just seems like every 3 or 4 hours, it just clouds up, thunders a lot, rains a lot, then back to sunny day again.
Yeah, definitely. As long as it gets it, you know, out of its system before, you know, football season, game days will be upset about it, but, you know, it's okay to happen
absolutely.
Now, I guess.
Absolutely. And, of course, we're going to get into, you guys have two big events coming up, no matter what other people think. I think they're big events, and you guys know they're big events. We'll get into those in a second. I did want to talk about the Jaguars a little bit. Have you guys gotten a chance to go down to training camp or the any of the preseason stuff?
Yeah, we went to the training camp, and we went to the first preseason game. It was awesome. I mean, the stadium for the Jags-Steelers game, I think it was like over 61,000 in attendance. There are a good bit of Steelers fans, but I'd say like the majority of the crowd was definitely Jags fans. And it was high energy. It was good. It was a fun game, and we got the W, which is like what everyone, you know, is dying to see this season is us get more wins. So even though it's preseason and all that, it was just still cool to walk out of there with a win.
Yeah, there's a lot of Pittsburgh fans up here in the Atlanta area. A lot of them that I'm friends with and run into on a daily basis, and I've made sure to remind them that they lost that game, they're now 0-2. I actually won a bet off them losing to Minnesota. But people were like, well, it's the preseason. Well, it's just the Jaguars. I said, yeah, but when you look in the history books, you're still going to have that L beside your name that week.
Yeah. Well, you're truly thirsty for football if you're betting on the Hall of Fame game, for sure. So, yeah. Definitely feel you on that. But, I mean, there's a lot of Steeler fans down here, too. I don't know exactly how many or anything, but I know that it's one of their bigger markets as far as outside of Pittsburgh or outside of Pennsylvania, I guess. But yeah, you know, it was a lot of fun. There was a lot of people, and you know, it was a good game. And, you know, I mean, it's just preseason, but it was good to be back up in the stadium and watch some rookies get in work and all that stuff. So it's good to be back in the swing of things.
Absolutely. And real quickly, I will say, since my producer is holding up signs towards me, that we don't bet money when we bet on games, because that would be illegal, especially in the lower southern states, at least Georgia.
Right.
Bet clearly was it has to do with the loser of this bet will be wearing a color he doesn't necessarily like at church. We'll just put it that way.
Yeah. Or like an avatar bet, you know, on Twitter or something like
right,
that.
Right. Since I rock a faux hawk a lot of times, you know, a lot of times I will have somebody go, okay, well, next week at church, or, you know what, this entire week at work, how about you rock the faux hawk? I don't care that you're 55. Right. You should know not to bet against me.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
But the official number on the attendance, you were almost dead on there, 61,324, which is exceptional for a preseason game. I know I went to the Atlanta and Tennessee game, and there was probably closer to 324 than there was 61,000. There was hardly nobody there.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's hard to blame people for not wanting to – you know, go, I mean, you know, maybe make it out of their way for preseason games in some cases. You know, it is going to be a lot of guys that are trying to make the roster, especially the first week of preseason. You know, it is what it is. You're not going to have starters out there for, you know, too long. But still, I think people in Jacksonville are so excited. You know, there's been good attendance at the camps and the scrimmage. And I think people are just amped to get to the stadium no matter what it's for. So I think that's going to carry over the regular season by the time, what is it, September 13th? I think by the time the regular season gets here, people are going to be ready to go. So it should be fun.
Yeah, I think absolutely. Also, you know, on top of that, there's just a lot of youth on the team, you know, and Blake played it into the second quarter. You know, he played a good chunk, and people want to see, you know, we've been through quarterback purgatory for a while. You know, we want to make sure that this quarterback, the one that we're investing in, is, you know, going to be a long-term answer, and that, you know, the playmakers that we're hearing about in camp and practice and all that are actually making plays. And it was awesome to see, because Blake looked good. You know, I mean, he was accurate, he has a strong arm, and we've got a lot of guys fighting for spots all over the roster, so that was interesting for me, at least, to see. I think a lot of Jags fans were interested in that too, so that was a big pulling factor.
Yeah, I actually, thanks to NFL Network, replaying every preseason game they can possibly show all day long. Actually, I caught part of the end of the Jaguar-Pittsburgh game a minute ago. Blake does look a lot better, and not that he was that bad. It's just I think he wasn't expecting to play that early, and he really shouldn't have been playing that early. He wasn't quite ready. His mind wasn't in the right place. But even in this game, as good as Pittsburgh's defense is, I mean, they're probably top 10, top 12. They're not where they used to be. But even Chad Henne was 9 of 10 for 87 yards and a touchdown. I can't remember the last time he had a stat line like that.
Right. He looked like it, too. He was so excited over it. It was fun to watch him be that. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, definitely. It's a work in progress. You'd like to be where the Steelers were on that night. You know, you have your first string offense come in and move the ball down the field and then, you know, kind of take the rest of the night off. You know, they just kind of swept through and kind of hit the bench, and ideally that's where you want to be, you know, maybe in the future or whatever. But anyway, yeah, no, it was good to see Blake, you know, play well and just be back on the field. And yeah, there's a lot of good competition. There was fun stuff to watch. Nick Marshall hitting Sammy Coates was pretty fun to see. You know, there's little stories that were in there, and you know, there's a lot of rookies to watch. So yeah, definitely.
Oh yeah, Nick Marshall is a homegrown talent for sure. He went to University of Georgia. They wanted him to be a corner. He said, I want to be a quarterback. Mark Richt kicked him out. for he had some sort of I want to say it was marijuana. That just but there was like 12 of those guys that got kicked out at the same time. Went down to Auburn, become a quarterback, decided to go to the NFL, and go right back to being in the secondary. But I'm glad he's down there because he actually fits in.
Yeah, yeah. I think the Senior Bowl had a lot to do with it. I think that's a really cool thing that the Jaguars have been able to do, you know, 2 years in a row, I think it's a good way for them to kind of get a grasp on players. And Nick Marshall was a case that I think that, you know, worked out really well with because, yeah, I think he was supposed to play in the Senior Bowl as a quarterback and then asked to play as a defensive back. And, you know, I mean, that's just one case of many where Gus and his staff got to take time with a potential, you know, I mean, they didn't draft him, but, you know, had first shot at him when he did go undrafted, you know, stuff like that. So you just never know who's going to make the roster, and it's fun to watch.
Absolutely. And, of course, you had a couple breakouts during that game. Rashad Green is a pretty decent wide receiver, but I think he needs to take over the punt return duties. He was pretty explosive when he got a chance.
Yeah, I mean, he looks pretty good. I think Denard looks good. The block, the special teams and the blocking overall, I mean, it's one game, of course. You got to take it with a grain of salt, but everything looks better than last year. I mean, we couldn't return anything last year. But, yeah, I mean, he just has that quick twitch. He goes. He's north and south. He's not dancing around. He makes a decision, and he goes, and that's what we've been missing. And, I mean, he's a dynamic playmaker. He might not get a whole lot of time at receiver. I mean, he might. Who knows? But I mean, that's the way a guy like that is going to make a roster and stick onto the roster, you know. So, yeah, that was awesome to see him excel there because we definitely need a boost there.
Absolutely. And I'm gonna get into the two downer moments first because I want to end on a positive note about that game. Are you guys worried about the injuries to Julius Thomas or Marquise Lee?
I mean, with Julius Thomas, they're saying that he should be good to go by week one. So I'm not really concerned with it. It's, you know, it's a finger or his hand. And he didn't break anything. I mean, of course there's concern when a guy that you just paid all that money to is going to miss time and isn't going to get, you know, his throws in with Blake or, you know, anything like that. But I'd much rather him get injured now and have, you know, the rest of the season, you know, to make plays when it counts than, you know, him just sit out, kind of let it run. I'm sure for a regular season, if we're pushing for a playoff spot, he'd probably be it. He'd probably be playing
exactly
a game.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I think as far as Marquise, it's more of a, you know, it's a continual thing, you know, and you always hope to see him because he's such a good talent, so you definitely want to see him out there and stuff like that. But definitely, you know, if I had to say if I was more concerned of the two, I'd say I'm more concerned about Marquise. But I think we have a good, you know, a good situation going into the season with our offense. I think this offense looks, yeah, I mean, obviously it's just on paper, but this offense looks like it's going to be much better. And, you know, seeing a lot of this, they're doing a lot of two tight end sets, which I think could be really cool. And I hope Mercedes has a good year too, you know, so I think we have a good amount of pass catchers. It's one of our strong suits.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, I want to end on a positive note, super positive note. For one, I wouldn't worry too much about Julius. He'll be ready to go. He got dinged up a little bit when he played with Peyton. It happens being that kind of a player, but Marquise Lee kind of has injury issues here and there, but he'll be fine. He'll join right in with what I still see is one of the probably top five receiving corps in the league, just so much talent. But what I liked the most was one of the biggest problem issues in Jacksonville for many years. Seems like they're kind of figuring it out. The offensive line was a solid wall the entire night. You didn't have Blake or Chad or practically anybody running for their life all day.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's going to be super important coming up here with Blake. You know, I mean, he got hit a lot last year, and you could see at the end of the year he was, you know, he had taken a lot of hits. You could just see it in how he looked and how his throwing motion. And he wasn't ever scared, but now he can step up into the pocket. He can make plays. I mean, we still have a very young offensive line, but Parnell looks like he's going to be a road grader. He's going to be really good for what we're running. You know, Jokel looks solid to me. He got a lot of flack on, like, social media from some of the fans, but obviously, with the offensive line, you're going to see the bad, and it's going to outweigh the good. So when you give up a sack, which I think they only gave up one sack the whole entire game.
And that's
right, yeah. But, I mean, for the majority of the night, like you said, they were upright. They had time. I mean, he had like 5-6 seconds to throw. He went through his reads and his progressions, and he could make a decision, you know, instead of just throwing it up and making an educated guess.
Absolutely. It's amazing how much better he plays with more than 2 seconds to make a throw.
Yeah. It's crazy what that can do for a quarterback and his confidence, and it can get you on a roll. I mean, they put drives together. You know, the first drive, you know, the first one kind of sputtered out. We got the field goal. And then after that, you know, we went down to score. Chad scored. It was fun to see them actually putting a drive together. The running backs actually hitting holes instead of just running into the back of their guys. I mean,
Kobe screen was me.
So yeah, Kobe screen. Like, where did that come from? So.
Exactly. And like we said, the most important thing is in the history books, there's going to be a W beside the Jaguars' name as they beat Pittsburgh 23-21.
In the preseason history books, yes. Yeah,
definitely. It's always fun to beat the Steelers, you know, they're old rival, you know. I've always thought that we've kind of built ourselves to model a miniature, you know, Pittsburgh, you know, like we are always known for a stout defense and we have a strong running game, you know, and I mean, they're an old school kind of football team in, you know, a league where, of course, Ben Roethlisberger had a great year last year, but a league where the passing game is dominating, you know. So I always think it's cool when we can, you know, get one over on one of those upper echelon teams, even if it's preseason.
Exactly. But it still shows momentum. It shows growth. It shows that the Jaguars didn't fall asleep this offseason. They actually fixed the holes in the boat instead of just bailing water.
Yeah, definitely. It seems like there's a little more depth to the roster. I think every year the roster's kind of taken a little bit more of a step forward. And, you know, like you said, the offensive line is a big thing this year, and if we, you know, see a step forward for sure in that department, it would definitely be a big help. So we'll see. We'll hope for the best. Regular season's almost here, so it's definitely it's like the season of optimism right now. You know, you're in the right before the second week of preseason, you're like, all right, I'm feeling this. So hopefully, this is what it's like in the second week of the regular season too.
Exactly. At this point of the season, everybody has a chance to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, RG3 is the best quarterback in the league. You know what I mean? There's so many.
I saw it on the internet, so it had to be true, right?
Right. Yeah, definitely. So, but yeah, you know, I mean, I think everybody, players and fans, I think everybody's just pumped to get back to football right now. You know, I don't think anyone's going in with their head down or whatever. So, but even if, you know, it's been like that in past years where you went into the season, you were like, man, I'm pretty sure we're about to get thumped, but it's still going to be fun because it's football and it's the fall and we're going to enjoy it anyway. And we're going to follow our team and go down with the ship, I guess. So hopefully this year the ship's cruising. I don't know.
Absolutely. Definitely. So it's definitely an exciting time to be down in Jacksonville. As I said, the past couple of years, it was the crest of the wave, and now you're seeing that wave kind of build up, and, you know, it's about time to start surfing on it.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, that's the idea for sure. And I think the team's been kind of stepping forward, and I think, you know, the fan base is trying to – sorry, we got thoughts going off right now. I think they're pumping
it's all
football
right.
season too. But, yeah, you know, I think, like, the team's stepping forward, and, you know, new additions to the stadium, obviously, last year, that was – really cool and for the franchise moving forward. And I think every year it's been baby steps, and this year's another one in that direction. So it should be fun. We're really excited about it.
Yeah, I got to get down there to see those swimming pools, because the swimming pool and football, that just seems like childhood to me.
Yeah, it seems like it works. I haven't been able to make it into the pools myself and, you know, been here. So don't feel too bad, but...
Yeah, I got to go into them for the pool party they had. They were pretty awesome, not going to lie.
It's kind of bragging over here.
Yeah, they're pretty great.
Yeah.
They're pretty great.
Well, the good thing is...
Yeah, we'll get our way in there.
The good thing is I no longer have to worry about a particular mascot making sure that I make it into the pool. I just have to watch out for his alter ego.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you never know what you're going to get there, honestly. It's... The cabanas are awesome. I mean, it's a great, you know, addition to the stadium. I mean, they're going to be redoing the club seats pretty soon. It's just awesome to see, you know, growth, like, all over, like, throughout the team and throughout the stadium and throughout the city. It's all, I mean, it's just great.
And the scoreboard. Scoreboards are still cool.
Yeah.
It's been a year, and we were talking about that the other night, going back in the stadium for the first time in a couple months, and the scoreboards still look huge, you know, and you've seen them, you know, it's been over a year now, and you're still kind of blown away by it. So it's really cool, man, you know, and I think it's just another reason for people to come out. You know, pools are cool, scoreboards are cool, but the team on the field is cooler. It's a lot of fun to follow this team, and we think it's going to be a good year. I think it's going to be a big year for this franchise and the city, so we're pumped on it, and I think a lot of people are.
Definitely so. The Jaguars are definitely turning the corner on this. But you guys are actually pretty busy coming up here soon, and we'll start with the event happening Saturday, and, of course, that is the Teal Street Hooligans merchandise release party. And before we get into it, I'm looking here at the Facebook page for it, and my question is I see that Jason's going, but Brett, you haven't confirmed that you're going yet. Is this on the air?
I didn't realize that I didn't do that. Yeah, no, I like to have my mystery appearance. You know what I mean? People are asking questions, where's he at? And then, boom, I show up and party bomb. No, I need to keep better track on my Facebook, I guess. But, yeah, we're really excited about it. Day after tomorrow, we're going to do the merch release, like you said, with Threat Supply, who used to be Minor Threat Clothing, been working with them for a couple years, and they're doing their, you know, total brand relaunch, and they have awesome new merch that looks really cool. And quick plug, you can check it out at threatsupply.com right now, his new stuff, Austin's new stuff. So that's really cool. He's going to have all kinds of, you know, stuff day after tomorrow up at Fly Tie, and we're going to have our new our Teal Street merch for the new year. So it should be a lot of fun. And the Jaguars play the Giants at 7:30, so kind of doing both things at the same time. We're going to have a viewing party and kick off the new merch and get ready for the season. So we're stoked.
I will have to be there in spirit. Even though, like I told you guys earlier, I will be probably about an hour away, but unfortunately it will be, or not unfortunately, because I love going to weddings and I'm happy for the couple getting married, but it would have been fun to hang out with you guys too. So I will be there in spirit.
You're always there in spirit, man. We feel you. We feel your presence.
We always have at least one shotgun for you.
That's right.
There's plenty to go around, so.
Yeah, definitely. But we're sorry you can't make it. But we'll get you down here soon enough, man. You know, we're not too far down the road. And when you're not busy one Sunday, we'll get you to come out to this lab, and it should be a lot of fun.
Well, it's not about being not busy. It's me making the time to make it down there, I think. I'm going to take all the excuses away from myself and say that I'm going to find my way down there at least once.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Got to put that on the checklist. Got to get it done, for sure. But
yes.
In the meantime, yeah, we'll hold it down for you in spirit, and you know, if you have to decline our invite on Facebook, then I guess it is what it is, dude. You know,
I guess I actually have not answered yet. I have not answered.
Yeah.
I'm actually looking at the three options here. So,
yeah. Well, it doesn't say decline anymore. It says can't go. So if you can't go, you know, it's much more polite.
Yeah, definitely.
Right.
You could put maybe, and then just leave it up in the air, and you know, maybe something happens, and you just decide to stop by instead.
Well, you know,
we're not,
we all learned from the wrestling business, the pro wrestling business, never say never. So maybe it'd be better just to put maybe and then just see what happens.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Get it? All right. How's my wrestling? All right. Okay. All right. It's delivered.
Unfortunately, we're on radio, so nobody saw you pointing up in the air as you were saying that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all right, you know. Someone is listening to this chanting. I have faith. So.
Absolutely. In fact, it could be the guy who actually does that since he's not wrestling currently.
Yeah, maybe he's listening. Yeah, you never know.
Could be like, see, people still do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
I still say if the owner ever lets me lead the team onto the field, which is, I think I got a better shot of being the president. But if I ever do that, that's one thing I've thought about doing is like kind of doing the yes chant on the way out to the field or something like that. Everybody knows it.
Yeah. Engages the crowd a little bit. Yeah.
Just easy.
Yeah.
One word, three letters.
That's right. Good chant.
Yeah.
People did it at the draft, I think. You know, it's still around.
Oh, I will have to say, I know you guys watched the draft. Do you remember the Tampa Bay fan? He's kind of a bigger guy, had on, he was decked out with the face paint and everything else in his jersey. He was wearing the hard hat. They showed him during the draft a few times.
Oh, I don't think so. No, we were we were watching on like different screens. We actually were in Chicago and they had the draft.
Oh, that's right.
Little party
you would have known if you'd have ran into him. But anyway,
yeah,
he's a guy I met when Tampa come to Atlanta a couple years ago. But when you guys go to Tampa, you guys need to try to find this guy. That guy's super awesome. In fact, he'd probably tailgate with you.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, man. We'll try to spot him down there. So
I'll send you all the links I have because I haven't been able to find him. So
yeah, okay. Well, we'll let you know. We'll make it a mission.
Okay.
We'll get back to you on Operation Buck Fan. That's what we're calling it.
Yeah, Super Buck or something like that. We'll call him something like that.
Super
Buck.
Yeah.
Buck Nasty.
Yeah. Buck
Nasty. There we go. But going back to the merch release party, tell everybody about the Fly's Tie Irish Pub in case they haven't ever been there.
Well, Fly's Tie is a bar. It's out in Atlantic Beach, which is one of our many lovely beaches here in Jacksonville. It's pretty much just a little hole in the wall, but it's an awesome spot. We actually we do our away game watch parties there. So throughout the season, for all of our away games, we'll be up there. Ralph, the owner, is an awesome guy. He does food specials, drink specials. He just really makes us feel at home. He's a huge Jag fan of himself, so... we're there. We've got a big screen. We've got another, handful of TVs. It's got a really cozy environment, feel to it. So it just brings everybody together. You know, it's not a huge place, but it's, you want to pack it out. You want to have that,
camaraderie.
Yeah, the camaraderie, exactly. Yeah, that close-knit environment.
Camaraderie.
Yeah, we'll submit it tomorrow. But, yeah, I mean, they've done a lot for us. Like I said, Ralph himself and everybody there are big Jags fans, so it's going to be a great time, honestly. I mean, the merch release, we're going to be watching the Giants game, too, so it's going to kind of be like a preview of what to expect for the rest of the season.
That's awesome. Whenever I go out of town, I always look for either something local or an Irish pub. So next time I'm there,
yeah,
I'll have to check them out for sure.
Yeah, good call, man. Yeah, no, it's our favorite bar, coincidentally, and they've been so good to us, and it's a great time. And the food is so good there.
Yeah,
for sure. They do, even not during football season, they do a Sunday brunch that's super good. And for the football, for the football season, we do all the away games there, and he does a different dish each week according to who we're playing. So like last year when we played the Bengals, he did like Skyline Chili, or when we played Philly, he did Philly cheesecake or whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, dude, he makes such good food, so it's definitely a bonus to the atmosphere, and it's a great time. So we're gonna have a good time this year. So invite any and all to come out and join us, just like the home games.
That's awesome. And, of course, in case people are just joining us, I'm talking to Jason and Brett from the Teal Street Hooligans. We're talking about some of their upcoming events. Of course, the merch party we just talked about. And then, of course, beforehand, you guys were talking about the away game trip to Tampa. Tell everybody a little bit more about that and then how they can find out more information, because I know the deadline's coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, that's through Bolsey Brigade, who were the big organizers of all this. They did such a cool job with this, like they tend to do with everything. And they started putting it together in the off season. Everyone was talking, kind of separately about where they were going to go for the away game trip this year, and everything just lines up so well with Tampa. It's only a few hours away, so I think everyone's looking at it like it's kind of a good way to get our eighth home game back this year. So it should be a lot of fun. Bolsey Brigade has done a great job, like I said, organizing it. And they did a few blocks at the stadium, and they did, hotel room blocks, and they're doing a bus down there that you can take. And we're doing the tailgate along with them, of course, down there. So it's going to be a great time, and any Jaguar fans are welcome to come along and get down. But check out more information on that at boldcitybrigade.com.
Yeah, they the BCB do a great job with those kind of events and everything. I know the Atlanta chapter up here I've hung out with quite a bit, including the last draft, which was a lot of fun. That Mellow Mushroom has never seen rowdy's not the word, but we were definitely having a pretty good time even after the Jaguars picked, and to which other people stopped playing trivia and came in there and went, "You guys are having more fun than we are. What are you guys doing?"
Yeah.
Would you say you guys were acting like hooligans?
I do believe that could be the word right there. I believe honorary hooligans there for 3 hours.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, BCB, you know, they have chapters in multiple cities. I'm not sure exactly how.
Worldwide, I believe. I think they're all the way into like Great Britain and like France
and
Australia. You're like, this is amazing.
Yeah. Beyond the States. Yeah, absolutely. And they've earned every bit of it, man. They do a great job, and we're really excited to be able to work with them again this year and do the tailgates together. And we always have such a good time. And even last week, even though it was a preseason game, you know, just like we were saying, getting back up there, and it was good to be back and see everyone involved with the BCB family and everyone involved with the PFH family. And it's just a really special thing we have going on. And it's just like we were saying about the team and the fan base, we think it's growing every year. And it's something that's truly, truly fun to be a part of. So we love working with BCB. They do a great job. And yeah, I mean, it's awesome. They're a big reason why the Jaguars are becoming more popular.
Absolutely. And as I was, there's just so much going on in the NFL that I decided to add the NFL updates on the back end of Jaguars on, like I did a couple weeks ago. Luckily enough, there's a bit of NFL news that directly affects the Jaguars. I don't know if you guys heard, but Houston defensive lineman Jadeveon Clowney is finally back at practice. Do you think he'll actually become a factor, or do you think he'll be a clipboard holder like Johnny Manziel?
I mean, I don't know about a clipboard holder. He's obviously a freakish talent. That's why he got drafted so high, and watched a lot of him in college and know that he's a perfectly capable athlete. He's a super athlete, and obviously J.J. Watt is tremendous on the other side. So yeah, their defensive line looks like it's gonna be pretty good. Gotta give them that, but not exactly scared of them. You know, I don't like to get in the habit of complimenting the Texans. I think that we're gonna sweep them this year, and I hope they enjoy having a good defensive line.
That being said, if they have an open quarterback tryout, do you think the three of us have a pretty good chance?
Yes.
If they have a what now? I'm sorry, what was that?
An open quarterback competition.
Oh, yeah, for their tryout. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'd have a shot, I guess. I don't know. I think Brian Hoyer, you know, I don't know. I've been watching Hard Knocks, so maybe it has like that, you know, maybe like a homer edge to it when you watch it. So, I don't know. I think he could be decent or something, but again, nothing that'll make you shake in your boots or whatever. But I think them losing Foster really, you know, that sucks, man. It's not ever fun to lose somebody to injury, you know, especially for an extensive amount of time, if that's what it turns out to be. But, it's like what happened to Clowney. That's what we're going through this year with our first-round draft pick, and it's not a fun position to be in. And hopefully next year, you know, we'll be talking about Dante like we're talking about Clowney right now, you know, and he'll be back full strength, and hopefully we'll have, you know, a pass rush that will welcome him in and just get that much better.
Oh, yeah. Even though he's gone for the season, I still think he would probably be ready about week 13 or 14, and he's already angry now. So when he comes back next year, he's gonna be playing angry and playing smart. So I feel bad for the other three teams in the division at that point.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be, you know, I don't think they actually, or I didn't see it, they said, you know, exactly how much time Arian Foster was missing and whatnot. I don't know if they were deciding to put him on IR, if they were holding on a decision, or what the deal is there. But, oh, you're talking about Fowler. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about Arian Foster. Yeah, we would like to have Fowler back as soon as possible. That'd be really great. It'd be cool to see Fowler, but.
Yeah, we talked about so many different people there. I guess I could have clarified that was your fault there.
Really got lost. Yeah, I'm watching Friends, so I'm going back and forth. And this is a really good episode. No, I'm just kidding.
I debated putting Hard Knocks on in the background, but then I get distracted. So I got it on NFL. I think it's First Take or something's on. I don't know.
Yeah, definitely. You know what? I really like the show, though. Even though it's the Texans, and it's so easy to be like, nah, you know. But I don't know. It's a good show. I like watching it. Even last year, you know, Atlanta last year was, I thought it was pretty good, and it was fun to watch, and you get some insight on a team that you might not have had otherwise. So I enjoy it. That's one of my favorite things about the preseason. That's how you know that it's close, is Hard Knocks is on.
Yeah, last year created such a great masquerade or facade that a lot of Atlanta fans were very hopeful. And then for some reason, all those guys that were on Hard Knocks must have been actors because none of them seemed to show up later on during the season.
Well, we know how that goes. We know how that feels. So, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
But
it
I know what you mean. They have a lot of talented guys. So the Falcons, you know, if I was a Falcons fan, I could definitely see being upset with what happened last year. But I'm sure they're looking at it like we are, too. It's a new season, and you never know what can happen.
Exactly. And one of the things they are circling on the calendar, because if they haven't already, then I've snuck around and circled it on as many calendars as I can, is that game December 20th, I believe it is, where the Atlanta Falcons will come down to Jacksonville to play the Jaguars. Not only do I think it's going to be a good matchup overall, back and forth different ways, and obviously we'll get into it later on in the year, but we finally get to see two disciples from Pete Carroll, defensive disciples, go head-to-head, as we're going to have Gus Bradley from Jacksonville against, you know, Atlanta's new coach, Dan Quinn,
right? Yeah, definitely.
So
definitely.
We're really
going
to get to see how much of that defense from Pete Carroll was Pete Carroll and how much of it was these guys.
Yeah, absolutely. I hadn't really thought about that, two former Seahawks defensive coordinators. Yeah, no, that'll be really cool. And it's always fun to play the Falcons. I mean, was it last year or was it 2 years ago that the Jaguars were doing the joint practices with the Falcons? And I think it worked out really well because they didn't get in a huge fight, at least that I remember.
Yeah, it was one of the few times in the last few years that two teams practiced together and didn't fight each other.
Right, yeah, well, that's why we remember it,
and
because there wasn't a fight.
Yeah, and regionally it's an easy team to root for because they're close to us. They're NFC South, you know. I mean, we
right.
see them every, 4 years. I mean, you know, the Falcons fans might have a little bitterness towards us after the, you know, after Mort's old miss back in 96. But, I mean, other than that, I mean, you know, they're a team just like us, except they actually, you know, pushed for the playoffs, you know, and they have a team built right now that's ready to compete. I mean, they fell on hard times last season. That can happen to anybody. But, you know, I mean, it's a new regime. I think the only thing that Gus might have is, you know, he has a couple more years under his belt as far as building his defense and with his players and in his scheme. But it's going to be a fun matchup to watch. I hope that both teams are, you know, in some kind of competition for the playoff push, you know, in late December.
Yeah, it would definitely be nice for sure. You guys have
also,
any other events coming
that,
up?
I just wanted to note, we're calling that Jeremy York Day because that's the day that we're getting you to come down to the slab.
That's true. And it's the day before my birthday.
What's that, December 20th? All right.
Yeah.
So on my
yeah.
calendar, it's going to say December 20th, Jeremy York Day, December 25th,
wow.
Christmas. And we're going to get you down
know,
there.
I'm gonna go ahead and say that instead of a key to the city, which would be really cool, I think I'll just maybe take Ross Tucker has, I don't know if you guys listen to anything he does. He does a lot of good media stuff, journeyman lineman, but he came up with the term the other day, or at least he uses it, Daddy Soda. I think instead of key to the city, I'll just take the Daddy Soda.
All right. Yeah, definitely. That'll work. We'll give you the key to the shotgun beer.
Yeah.
Oh. There we go.
Yeah. You're just collecting stuff. But you got to come down there. You got to come down here and get it. It's December 20th. And you know where we'll be? We'll be at Duval and Bryan Street with the Bolts Super Gate. Everybody would be really excited to see you. And now that it's like a little holiday down here, you totally have to come. It's kind of
a short day. We kind of did it for you. So.
Yeah. We.
Sorry.
Yeah, and not only like you said, it was the Jason. You said it was the day before your birthday.
Actually, yeah, it is. I just actually noticed that, so that's pretty cool. That should be interesting.
Well, that would be nice.
Though, man.
Don't let him steal your limelight, though. It's Jeremy York Day. We're not worried about.
No, he can't steal it because even if we have a tremendous Jeremy York Day, which of course we will, and even if he has a blowout spectacular birthday the next day,
right?
Only a handful of days later, the 29th, is my birthday, so I get to steal the thunder.
Oh, wow.
That is a jam-packed December.
Yeah.
Debris.
Yes.
Yeah.
We may have to rename December
yeah.
to something hooligan related. I can't come up with a good word because it's not the December.
I was about to come out there. I was like, let's hear it. Let's hear what he's got. All right, we'll work on that. We'll come up with something for sure. But yeah, man, I mean, that's going to be a lot of fun having the Falcons. So, like we were saying, it's always fun to see the Falcons and Jaguars play because they are always in some way similar, amazingly, you know, and it's always fun. the close regional rivalry, stuff like that. Kind of look at it the same way as the Bucks. So, yeah, we look forward to that. Jeremy York.
So everybody can mark this on their calendar. And, of course, I'm going to have to come down, I guess, sometime early next spring just for all the restaurants that you guys have suggested between you guys and obviously Mr. Dvorak and just everybody that I know down there gives me a new restaurant daily. And I said, I'm going to have to literally move there so that I can eat somewhere twice a day and go to all these places.
Yeah, definitely. We eat a lot. That's true. Everyone, I guess that's true. There's a lot of fun. There's a lot of restaurants, I guess. Yeah, definitely. But you'll have to make a whole tour of it, and it'll work out perfect. You'll love it.
Well, I will do my absolute best. I will check the maybe plus box on that one about getting down there, and maybe sometime between there too.
Yeah, definitely. We look forward to that, man.
Definitely so. And if anybody wants to get some of the new Hooligan merch and apparel, where can they go to get that?
Yeah, that's going to be at Threat Supply's website. It's just threatsupply.com, threatsupply.com, supply. And, he's got all his, like we said, he relaunched his brand this year. He was formerly Minor Threat, so he's got some of his new stuff up there now. As you know, the merch release party is Saturday, so we'll have it online ready to go shortly after that. And, yeah, they can check it out and pick up some new swag, and it would be awesome. We'd appreciate it very much, and hopefully come on out to the slab and show it off.
I'm going to have to go online and find me some new threads, too, there.
Yeah, man. You always want new shirts, you know?
Oh, yeah.
There's things to stop buying, but shirts isn't really one of them. You just keep buying shirts.
And there's something for everybody, too. He's done a really great job with, you know, listening to everyone, you know, everyone's feedback. I mean, men, women. I mean, he's got a lot of different designs and shirt designs. And, I mean, he's just thinking outside the box, you know? I mean, it's got a really good look. It's clean. It gets the point across, you know? It's going to be a really fun season. He's going to be out there, too, at the tailgates. He's going to be set up next to us, selling out there at Duval and Bryan. So if anybody doesn't make it out to a tailgate, can't pick one up online or anything like that, and wants to get something, you know, before the game, they have the opportunity to do it there, too.
Well, that's awesome. Jason, Brett, it's been just absolutely fabulous getting to catch up with you guys. I'm going to have to make sure that I'm not a stranger, and I know you guys won't be a stranger. We'll have to talk again pretty soon.
Yeah, of course, man. It was great. Thanks so much for having us on, man. Look forward to seeing you soon.
Yeah, it was good catching up, man.
Definitely so. And now that I have to go get into impact mode again and prepare for Jeremy York Day.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. Mark it on your calendars. It's coming up quick.
If I could
reach the calendar right now, I would mark it right now, but I cannot reach the one in the room.
We would look forward to it, man. Thanks so much for having us.
Hey, definitely. And good luck to you guys this season, and definitely go Jags.
Yeah, man, go Jags.
Yeah,
thank you.
Go Jaguars.
And, of course, that was Jason and Brett from the Teal Street Hooligans. Just not only are they friends of the show, but they're just awesome human beings. And, of course, they are two of the founding fathers of the Teal Street Hooligans, along with Alex, I believe. And, like I said, between them and the Bold City Brigade, they really know how to just maximize being super fans and really having a good time. And I always enjoy being around them. But, we got into some good stuff there. I wanted to go on and get into that and, you know, get the fan perspective, because sure, I'm the media guy, so I go and look at it one way. And like we do here at Impact Media, I try to get other perspectives so that, you know, I'm not just speaking at you, that you feel like you're part of the conversation. But, just super to have Jason and Brett on from the Teal Street Hooligans. You can catch all the links if you want to follow them or find out what's going on like that. Facebook, Teal Street Hooligans, you'll find them. At Teal ST Hooligans on Twitter, they have all the info and all that there. Just got a couple more Jaguar notes, then we're going to take a break. When we come back from that break, which will be in a minute, when we come back from that break, I got some... a small segment of End Zone. Just want to catch you up on some league-wide stuff. There's a few things going on. Just all kinds of injuries and a couple updates here or there. But first, like I said, a couple other Jag notes. The battle for center right now between Luke Bawenko and Stefan Wisniewski. According to Gus Bradley, he plans to make a decision by the preseason week three. I think that's a good idea because that will solidify this offensive line unit, which was pretty stacked the other day. Really enjoyed watching the offensive line work. You know, I got to blame Ross Tucker on that one because he's a journeyman lineman. He got me looking at games differently. But when you watch the offensive line there, these guys really understand what's going on. And this is a good unit. I really like this collaboration here. Who do I give the upside to? I don't know. I've watched a good bit of tape on both of them. I don't know. If it was me, I think I would give it to Wisniewski just because he's a little bit longer tenured in the league, at least as far as I'd give it to the veteran there. But at the same time, Luke Bolenko, ever since he's been on this team for the last couple years, has just been standout, just ready to take over this spot. So, you know, whoever wins it, I'm good with it. In no way do I favor one over the other, honestly. And I believe that was all the – yep, we went over all the other stuff with them, which was a lot of fun. Hope you guys enjoyed having them on. But when we come back from the break, I'm going to give you some of these end zone news and notes, and then we're going to get out of here so that you guys can go watch WWE SmackDown. You can watch the Lions and Redskins are playing currently on NFL Network. I don't think you're missing much. The Lions probably run over them. But when we get back to the break, we'll talk about some of that stuff, and we'll get you out of here. Thanks for joining us here on Jag Zone.
Jeremy, the Impact York from End Zone here. Would you or your business like to advertise with End Zone? It's easier than you think. With many packages available, we've got the perfect deal to help you promote your business to a whole new audience. All you have to do is contact us at 3endzone@gmail.com for more info and to get started today. Let us help you grow your business.
And welcome to Special Edition End Zone. I'm Jeremy the Impact York. Got some news and notes I wanted to go over. Just, you know, some stuff around the league. Make sure you guys were up and up because it'll be, you know, about a week from now before the End Zone Falcons on Super Pro Football Show will be back up and going, or will be back on. Just, you know, want to make sure you guys were caught up with everything. There is a lot of news and notes going around. Some of this does affect Jaguar fans, of course. Just trying to catch up some other stuff real quick. Make sure our links are up. Make sure these freak storms don't knock us off the air as well. We seem to be good. All right, some of the news and notes I want to get into. Arizona left guard Mike Iwapati. Remember, he was with San Francisco just last year. He's one of the ones who saw the land and the dock coming up, decided to jump off the boat. Don't blame him. 49ers are going to have some issues. He's having arthroscopic knee surgery. He's going to be out 6 to 8 weeks. This could actually hurt Arizona's offensive line a little bit. They could have used his veteran experience there, but, you know, we'll have to see. Season hasn't started yet. That means he'll miss about 3 or 4 games more than likely. I don't have their schedule in front of me to know when their bye week is, but he'll miss 3, 4, or 5 games. He'll come back. I think he'll be all right. He's a good guy. Carolina. both their wide receiver, main wide receivers, Devin Funchess, who has a hamstring issue, and Kelvin Benjamin, their standout last year. He tore his ACL. He's going to be out for the season. They weren't real sure. They thought maybe he could come back a little later on, but he's going to go ahead and get that fixed and wish him the best on his recovery. And no, they're not looking for any outside help for wide receiver. They're just going to go with some of the guys they have. I think with Cam Newton at the helm, they'll still be okay. They'll still put up some points. But as we do our team-by-team previews, we should have those coming out very shortly. You'll get a chance to see where I have them in the rankings, and I had them right where they're going to be. Tom Brady news. If Tom Brady and the NFL haven't settled by, I believe, September 4th, then he will start serving his suspension as of Game 1, which is, I don't know if that means anything or not. I mean, this whole thing pretty much is everybody's calling it as they see it. So we'll have to see. I think they're going to make some sort of ruling here soon. I think Tom's going to serve about one game for – he's going to pretty much get what he wanted out of it, which is true. There's no proof that Tom Brady did anything, had anything to do with, you know, the manipulation of the game ball. So he'll get one game for obstruction, one or two games. I think it's one game, and we'll go on about our day. Also, Raiders wide receiver Andre Holmes fractured his hand. He's going to be out for 3 to 4 weeks. Just going to hurt him a little bit, but Amari Cooper is so amazing, it may not. If you haven't got a chance to see Amari play, definitely check out some of the highlights. Even week one, Derek Carr definitely enjoys his number one target. Buffalo running back LeSean McCoy has a hamstring injury. He's going to be out handful of weeks. He could be back by week one. It could be week three or four. But more than likely, I think he'll be ready to start the season. They're just going to take it real, real slow. The Jets have signed quarterback journeyman Matt Flynn and potential billionaire based off all the contracts he's had. You know, Matt Flynn's agent is probably one of my idols. I think he should teach marketing and management to a lot of colleges. But, you know, Matt Flynn's a solid athlete. Just he's been beaten out for a lot of quarterback positions. Doesn't mean he's not good. You got to be good to be a professional athlete. He's a professional athlete. In fact, he's got a chance to make that Jets roster. Of course, they're only doing that because they needed an extra quarterback when Geno Smith got his jaw broken for not letting people know he couldn't make events. That's a whole different story. We've already talked about it. 49ers wide receiver Jerome Simpson has been suspended 6 games. It was 10. I think he settled that with the league for 6 for the, I believe it was substance abuse. He's had issues throughout his entire career. You think at this point he'd know to stop. Well, he didn't, so he got suspended again. Minnesota offensive tackle Phil Loadholt tore his Achilles in like the second play last week. They signed Stephen Goodwin to take over that roster spot. But, you know, I hope you get better, Phil. I hope you not only a good guy and a good veteran leader and everything. You mean a lot to that team, but excuse me. Achilles is just not anything I would wish on my worst enemy even. So, you know, get better soon, Phil. We'll be thinking about you here at Impact Media. Looking forward to getting you back on the field. Just like I said, a terrible injury, but keep your head up. And listen to those doctors. They know what they're doing. As I said, Jadeveon Clowney's back at practice. We'll have to see if that pans into anything. But as good as that Houston defense is already looking, can you imagine? Can you imagine adding Jadeveon Clowney back to that? Wow. I'm glad the Jaguars got a better offensive line. If not, I would feel pretty bad about Blake Bortles. The New York Giants have signed safety Brandon Merriweather. A lot of people need safeties and corners nowadays because it's such a pass-happy league. Merriweather will definitely help them. Washington lost 2 tight ends when they lost Niles Paul for the rest of the year and Logan Paulson, who is going to have turf toe surgery. I believe Niles Paul tore an ACL. I could be mistaken. And nobody in the room seems to know what he did, so I'm going to go with that. But they have signed a couple, and they're going to wait on the waiver wire to see who gets released here or there. Somebody has a plethora. But it's just another big blow to the Redskins. And, you know, we'll see how they rebound or what happens from here on out. And then the last thing I want to get into is the fact that Phillip Rivers got paid. He pretty much walked into that contract negotiation and exactly, just hammered that one out. He's going to get a 4-year, $83.250 million extension. $65 million of that is guaranteed. Apparently, he has no issues going to L.A. Have I heard anything else? No. But not only good for Phillip Rivers there that he's going to play for another 4 years, or at least he could play at least three of those. I don't know. He'll probably play the fourth. But don't be surprised if the Rams and Chargers end up in Inglewood, California, playing in L.A. in the next couple of years. That's my particular opinion. Didn't get that from anywhere else. Just from the things I know, the things I've heard, I formulate my own opinion, as I always do, and those would be the teams I would look for. And that's actually going to do it. Appreciate you joining us here on the special edition End Zone Jaguar Zone Super Super Pro Football Show, special edition football show, actually. Thanks to Blog Talk Radio for allowing us to come on and talk about it, and Impact Media, where we don't just make impressions, we make an impact. We implore you to keep making an impact, and by doing that, come see us next week. We'll have the End Zone Falcon Zone Super Pro Football Show, probably have some Jags news in there as well, and of course Georgia State Panthers Zone will be coming in the next couple weeks. But I'm Jeremy the Impact York. We will see you guys next week.
Missed it by that much.